You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I don't get the Taylor Swift reference there, by the way.
There's a whole song. I don't know about you. I'm feeling 22.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, everybody. My name's James. I hope he's going to cut that out. This week's quiz, where we're going to be looking at, or I've done a quiz for Clayton on the 2022-23 Premier League season, where Arsenal did not bottle the league. Clayton Fernandez, welcome to the show. How are you?
I was doing all right until that comment. Thank you.
Sorry, mate. Clayton, for those who don't know who you are, tell everyone who you are.
I'm Clayton. I was, and still am, technically, a Planet FPL fan. and I'm now an employee as well. So, yeah, big Arsenal fan, season ticket holder. And, yeah, obviously had a great season despite everything that happened. But, yeah, I've joined Planet FPL full-time. I'm a business development manager. So my role is to essentially grow Planet FPL commercially. As you can see, people know we've got the studio, so looking for people to utilise the studio space as well. So, yeah, that's my job.
This shit's fucking exciting. I'd let you hold up the shirt, but you ain't bringing
I did say to Suj, I wanted to do the...
Yeah, it's a handshake, right? It's not having any of this red and white shit going on. Clayton, welcome to the team. We're delighted to have you. The patrons will be familiar with you for a while, but I know not everybody else might be. You have got your own podcast.
I do, yeah.
Go on, plug it quick.
I'm sure a lot of people will know Nima. So Nima and I have our own Arsenal one. We started it last season, called the Arsenal Bite Size Podcast. And it went well. We just did our final episode today of the season. We typically do like a weekly preview and review of the games, and then we just did like a season wrap up today. But it's been fun. It's been quite nice to talk in detail each week about Arsenal.
What was the mood like on that season wrap up?
Good. It was like genuine. I think because we've had time to process things, everyone's quite optimistic for the next couple years and next season. And I think it's like we've grieved the loss of what has happened already.
Fair. Also, we are pre-recording this earlier in the week, so if anybody's wondering why we aren't mentioning West Ham United at the moment, we don't know if they've won or lost, basically. But Suj will be with me on Tottenham on Patreon later today, hopefully, touch wood, subject to his hangover. Right, this quiz, everyone, it's a Premier League quiz. It's not an FPL quiz. It's based on events or things that happened during the course of the Premier League season, and is meant to run, although not guaranteed to, kind of in chronological order from August, September, etc., so on. There are 30 questions. There is one correct answer for each question, although I believe there is one question where you will need two answers to get one correct. There is a total of 30 correct answers to be had. The very intelligent of you, I reckon, will get 80% or so and above. If you like Suj, you're probably under 50% or so. But no one's going to score zero on this. It's all the last year or so.
Is this a good time to mention my average score on the Patreon ones?
It's roughly the same as Suj's, so I'm not expecting you to do great. To be honest, you were just, now that you're here full-time, you're just the guy that was available because Suj is pissed off for a couple of days. So, if you're ready...
Let's do it.
I'm ready. Question one in the quiz is, who scored and assisted as a substitute in game week one? Question one, who scored and assisted as a substitute in game week one?
Is there more, can one answer be the same answer twice?
What, during the course of this quiz? Yeah.
All right.
We're only on question one. Were you worried about what's coming on later on and stuff? That's a little bit weird, isn't it? Yeah, I'm not saying it's 30 different answers. There may well be an answer that's repeated more than once. That's a question one. Who scored and assisted in game week one of 2022-23 Premier League season?
I've drawn a blank.
You know what? That's not an easy start. I'm not going to lie. It's one of them. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you've got to try and remember it, haven't you? Try and think. Like,
I'm thinking of my fantasy team.
Well, yeah, exactly that, isn't it? Think your fantasy team, game week one. What games did you watch on the TV? Right. You know where your team were. Friday night.
That's a hint.
It's not an Arsenal player.
No, that's what I was thinking, Martin.
But you know what else was on that weekend? Right, question two. Who became the first American to score in the Premier League whilst playing for an American manager? Question two. Who became the first American to score in the Premier League whilst playing for an American manager? And to clarify that, it is United States of America. It's not South American or North American. Who became the first player from the United States to score in the Premier League whilst playing for a manager from United States? Question three. What was the score at halftime when Liverpool beat Bournemouth 9-0? Question three. What was the score at halftime when Liverpool beat Bournemouth 9-0? And for no bonus points, you know how many FPL points Mo Salah got that day?
Two.
I think he got three, didn't he? You not get the clean sheet point.
Oh, yeah, of course. I've got to claim that.
Question three. What was the score at halftime when Liverpool beat Bournemouth 9-0? Question four. Which team started 11 British players in a fixture in August? Question four. Which team started 11 British players in a Premier League fixture in August? There's only so many teams that can be, Clayton. Come and think about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think through.
Question four. Which team started 11 British players in a Premier League fixture in August?
I want to say like Burnley, Sheffield United, but they're not around.
Well, they will be next year, but they weren't last year.
I have no idea.
You might have the right methodology there. Why Burnley, Sheffield United as well?
No, I just associate them as like full of British players.
It's like an undertone of racism here or something.
A little bit, yeah. Good start to the job cut.
Question five. How many Premier League games were played in September? There is some logic to this. Question five. How many Premier League games were played in September? September 2022, to clarify. Question five. How many Premier League games were played in September?
I've put down a guess, but
okay, that's fine.
And I'd like to think I used logic. So.
Question six: who scored a hat trick as a substitute? Question six: who scored a hat trick as a substitute? It's the first time it happened, I think, since 2015. I want to say Stephen Naismith for Everton against Chelsea. This player didn't get quite as long.
You know when Salah came on against Palace a couple of years ago? Did he?
Twice.
Oh, it was twice.
Yeah. Famous day when everyone in Sky Fantasy changed their captaincy off of Mo Salah and he come on and tore it up anyway.
I changed him in FPL, I think.
Question seven. Who broke the record to become the Premier League's youngest ever player?
I have to get that one.
Question seven. Well done for the clue, Clayton. Question seven. Who broke the record to become the Premier League's youngest ever player? Question eight. Who scored a hat-trick against Liverpool at Anfield? Question eight. Who scored a hat-trick against Liverpool at Anfield? Question nine. Love this one. One for my mate Bradley Parker. What was the highest number of Portuguese players selected to start for Wolves in a Premier League match this season? Question 9. What was the highest number of Portuguese players selected to start for Wolves in a Premier League match this season? It's Portuguese players. What was the most that they started in a Premier League game this season?
I'm very intrigued on what that is.
Question 10. How many points did Tottenham have after their 10th Premier League game? Question 10. How many points did Tottenham have after their 10th Premier League game?
Was that when people were saying you had your best ever start to a season?
It's when people said to me, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Yeah. And like, oh,
didn't finish as well as it started.
Yeah. They haven't hit their top form yet. Okay.
To be fair, that was true. And we kept saying there's one or two things that are going to happen here. Either the performances are going to improve because the results are not stable with these performances. And sure enough, the results levelled out and the performances didn't improve. Question 11. Who became the first team in Premier League history to lose consecutive games when they had been 2 goals ahead? Question 11. Who became the first team in Premier League history to lose consecutive games when they had been 2 goals ahead? So in 2 consecutive games, they led by more than a goal and went on to lose. Question 12. Who did Aston Villa beat 3-1 in Unai Emery's first game in charge? Question 12. Who did Aston Villa beat 3-1 in Unai Emery's first game in charge?
It's the sort of thing, if it's your club, you just get that like that, don't you?
Probably, yeah. He did used to manage him, mate. Not as successfully as he managing Villa at the moment.
To be fair, I'm happy to see him doing well, you know. I really like him.
Do you know
him.
What? He's likeable, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's a good manager.
Question 13. How many players have made more all-time Premier League appearances now than James Milner? How many players have made more all-time Premier League appearances than James Milner? Question 14. Which team became the first Premier League team in 10 seasons to take the lead on 3 separate occasions and still lose? Question 14. Which team became the first Premier League team in 10 seasons to take the lead in a Premier League match on 3 separate occasions and still lose the game?
These are bloody hard.
Sorry, mate. It's meant to have you thinking. Question 15. Which team were bottom of the Premier League on Christmas Day? Question 15. Which team were bottom of the Premier League on Christmas Day? You look like you were reaching for the booze there, mate.
I was. And then I had a second thought.
Okay. Question 16. Andy Robertson broke the record for most assists by a defender in Premier League history. But whose record did he break? Question 16. Andy Robertson broke the record for most assists by a defender in Premier League history. But whose record did he overtake?
Any hints?
Yeah, basically, he became the record Premier League assister for a defender from the guy who previously held the record.
Cheers, got it now.
Like, how many people could that be?
A lot, no?
Okay, sure. It's got to be someone with a fair amount of longevity, no?
I've got a guess.
Decent, yeah, offensively, whether it's from, you know, how many assists you get from corners?
Yeah.
That was in centre-backs okay, going yeah. forward.
I feel confident in my guess.
Maybe it's, yeah, think about it. Jeez. I know that. You don't need any clues, James. Stop giving it away. Question 17. Which team's players were credited with scoring all 3 goals in a game but still lost?
Repeat that one, please.
Question 17. Which team's players were credited with scoring all 3 goals in a game, but still lost? In other words, it was a game that finished 2-1, and one team scored all 3 goals in the game, and they still lost. Question 18. Which player was sent off on their Premier League debut? Question 18. Which player was sent off on their Premier League debut? Question 19, this is the one where I need both answers, please, to be correct. Which two teams met 3 times during the season, with each game finishing 0-0? Question 19, which two teams met 3 times during the season, with each game finishing 0-0? Question 20. Fairly obviously, guys, yeah. One of these games wasn't in the league. Question 20. Can you name either of the two Nottingham Forest players who was substituted after only 7 minutes at Fulham with a hamstring injury? You may remember there are two players pulled up with hamstring injuries in the same move. Question 20. Can you name either of the two Nottingham Forest players who was substituted after only 7 minutes at Fulham? Question 21. Which team went on their longest ever unbeaten top flight run without defeat and lost to the same opponents to both start and end the run? Question 21. Which team went on their longest ever unbeaten top flight run without defeat and lost to the same opponents to both start and end that run? Question 22. Which team failed to have a shot on target in 3 consecutive Premier League games? Question 22. Which team failed to have a shot on target in 3 consecutive Premier League games? Question 23. Who scored from over 40 yards in a game this season?
How do I not remember this? That should be like boom.
Probably not even considered a goal of the season contender. Some people disagree with that. He's not one that comes to mind, I don't think, when you think of goals of the season, which is interesting. Okay. Question 23. Who scored from over 40 yards in a game this season? Question 24. Newcastle led Tottenham 5-0 after 21 minutes in April. Is this the quickest anyone has gone 5-0 up in a Premier League match? Yes or no?
Finally, a 50-50.
A 50-50 to make sure you didn't get none, my friend. Question 24, you probably still get it wrong. Question 24, Newcastle led Tottenham 5-0 after 21 minutes in April. Is this the quickest anyone has ever gone 5-0 ahead in a Premier League match? Yes or no? Question 25, which team conceded 23 Premier League goals in April? Question 25, which team conceded 23 Premier League goals in April?
That is a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a clue. Tottenham conceded 17. And that's also a lot. As far as I'm aware, that's a record for goals conceded in a calendar month in the Premier League. Which team conceded 23 Premier League goals in April is question 25. Question 26. How many Premier League hat-tricks did Erling Haaland score? Question 26. How many Premier League hat-tricks did Erling Haaland score? Question 27. Which team received 6 red cards in the Premier League this season, which was 20% of all red cards given?
6.
Who knew? Question 20. I know, it's barely believable. Question 27. Which team received 6 red cards in the Premier League, which was also 20% of all red cards?
Is that a record?
What, 6 red cards in a season? Yeah. Bruv, you had Wenger for how long? True.
we didn't get a single one this year.
I know, it's the first time since what, before Wenger, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Question 28. How many different Premier League games did Harry Kane score in?
How am I meant to get that?
What do you mean how you meant to? Again, it's a joint all-time record. In fact, it's a record for 38-game season. Yeah. Question 28. How many different Premier League games did Harry Kane score in?
I think I read that in a news article.
Oh, how am I meant to get that? Oh, shit, I read it the other day.
When you said record, that's triggered something in there.
Question 28. How many different Premier League games did Harry Kane score in? Question 29. Which English centre-back was the only outfield player to play every minute in the Premier League this season? Question 29. Which English centre-back was the only outfield player to play every minute in the Premier League this season? There's only four players, actually. It was him and three goalkeepers. That's it, just three goalies.
I played nine.
Yeah, I think it was Raya, De Gea, it might have been Ramsdale.
Ramsdale, probably,
I think,
yeah.
Question 30. How many domestic league titles has Pep Guardiola now won in his career as a manager?
Oh, not just at City.
Not just at City, includes Barcelona and Bayern Munich. Does not include Barcelona B, if someone wants to be clever.
Do you say league titles or all the cups?
League
well?
Titles. How many domestic league titles has Pep Guardiola now won in his career as a manager?
All right.
I shall repeat all the questions. Got any blanks, Clayton?
I've got loads.
Okay.
11 to 14 was all blank.
Okay, cool.
17 to 19 was all blank.
Okay.
And then 23 was blank.
It's going to be good, this. Right, I'll repeat all the questions for everyone in any case. Question one, who scored and assisted as a substitute in game week one?
Oh, that was blank.
That was blank. Is it still blank?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Question two, who became the first American to score in the Premier League whilst playing for an American manager? Question three, what was the score at halftime when Liverpool beat Bournemouth 9-0? Question four, which team started 11 British players in a fixture in August? Question five, how many Premier League games were played in September? Question six, who scored a hat-trick as a substitute? Question seven, who broke the record to become the Premier League's youngest ever player? Question eight, who scored a hat-trick against Liverpool at Anfield? Question nine, what was the highest number of Portuguese players selected to start for Wolves in a Premier League match this season? Question 10, how many points did Tottenham have after their 10th Premier League game? Question 11, who became the first team in Premier League history to lose consecutive games when they had been two goals ahead? Question 12, who did Aston Villa beat 3-1 in Unai Emery's first game in charge? Question 13, how many players have now made more all-time Premier League appearances than James Milner? Question 14, which team became the first Premier League team in 10 seasons to take the lead on three separate occasions in a match and still lose? Question 15, which team were bottom of the Premier League on Christmas Day? Question 16, Andy Robertson broke the record for most assists by a defender in Premier League history. Whose record did he beat? Question 17, which team's players were credited with scoring all three goals in a given game but still lost? Question 18, which player was sent off on their Premier League debut? Question 19, which two teams met three times during the season, with the game finishing 0-0 on each occasion? Question 20, can you name either of the two Nottingham Forest players who were substituted after only 7 minutes at Fulham? Question 21, which team went on their longest ever unbeaten top flight run without defeat and lost to the same opponents to both start and end that run? Question 22, which team failed to have a shot on target in three consecutive games? Question 23, who scored from over 40 yards in a game this season? Question 24, Newcastle led Tottenham 5-0 after 21 minutes in April. Is this the quickest anyone has ever gone 5-0 ahead in a Premier League match? Yes or no? Question 25, which team conceded 23 Premier League goals in April? Question 26, how many Premier League hat-tricks did Erling Haaland score? 27, which team received 6 red cards in the Premier League, which was 20% of all overall red cards in the Premier League? Question 28, how many different Premier League games did Harry Kane score in? 29, which English centre-back was the only outfield player to play every minute in the Premier League this season? And question 30, how many domestic league titles has Pep Guardiola now won in his career as manager? And I got all the way to question 30 without fucking fumbling that and did at the end.
Can I be annoying? Can you repeat number 13, please? What was the James Milner one?
Question 13 was, how many players have made more all-time Premier League appearances than James Milner?
Gracias.
You're very welcome. Are you ready to go through the answers?
Let's do it.
Swap your answer sheets at home and all that jazz. Question one, who scored and assisted as a substitute in game week one?
I've got a blank.
The game was at Craven Cottage.
I don't even know who they played. So
Liverpool.
I'm gonna... Luis Diaz.
Correct answer is Darwin Nunez.
Damn it.
Question two. Who became the first American to score in the Premier League whilst playing for an American manager?
Is it Aronson?
Correct answer is Brandon Aronson. Is correct, yeah. If you put Tyler Adams, gutted. Question three. What was the score at halftime when Liverpool beat Bournemouth 9-0?
Was it 1-0?
No.
Ugh. Because I remember everyone going mad because it was second half.
When Tottenham beat Wigan 9-1 in 2009, it was 1-0 at halftime.
What was this one then?
5-0.
Oh. So they were flying anyway.
Yes, mate. I was at the boating lake at Alexandra Palace with my parents, Mrs. and Harry, and I didn't own Salah, and it felt like the whole world had captained him. And I looked at halftime and saw it was 5-0, and it was just like, how bad is the damage going to be?
I
escaped it all. Unbelievable.
Reverse of your story. I had him captain, didn't know what was going on. Checked and was like, what on earth?
Question four. Which team started 11 British players in a fixture in August?
It's in Nottingham Forest.
Correct answer is Nottingham Forest.
What a guess.
It was actually in a game I was at. One of my rare away days that was successful this year, Clayton. Question five. How many Premier League games were played in September? 40.
Yeah.
Correct answer is 18.
Bloody hell.
The whole calendar was lost in game week 7, and we lost Manchester United, Leeds, Chelsea, Liverpool in game week 8. There's only ever one go of a game week, which was game week 6. Correct answer is 18. Question 6. Who scored a hat-trick as a substitute?
Haaland. Just felt like a lazy guess.
I'm going to give you pain and tell you that I was at this game as well. Someone who was very popular in FPL, it felt pre-season, just couldn't hit a barn door to start with, and then he got left out of the team and come on the sub and got a hat-trick. Plays for my team.
Kane. Son.
Yeah, because Tottenham leave Kane out all the time.
Oh, Son against Leicester, weren't it?
Correct answer is Heung-Min Son.
Shit. Was it against Leicester?
13-minute hat-trick against Leicester, yeah.
Damn it.
Question 7. Who broke the record to become the Premier League's youngest ever player? You can't get this wrong.
Ethan Nwaneri, however you say his name.
Sure player.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Nwaneri.
Ethan Nwaneri,
that
yes.
That caused a lot of fume amongst neutrals.
So he's like 15 years and 100 days.
Looks like he's off to City as well.
Really?
Yeah.
All the it felt a bit...
Hayland PR.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, I think it was, at the time, the vibe around the club was good. It was kind of, look at the Haylanders doing well, kind of a motivational ploy, I think, to Hayland. That's what I think it was.
Fair enough. Question 8, who's got a hat-trick against Liverpool at Anfield?
Leandro Trossard.
Leandro Trossard did that for Brighton and Hove Albion, of course, yes. Question 9, what was the highest number of Portuguese players selected to start for Wolves in a Premier League match this season?
Was it 8?
At West Ham United, they started 8 Portuguese players. Those players were Sar, Neves, Semedo, Matinho, Nunes, Podence, Neto and Guedes.
Forest with the Brits.
Question 10. How many points did Tottenham have after their 10th Premier League game?
Taylor Swift, 22.
23.
Oh.
I don't get the Taylor Swift reference there, by the way.
There's a whole song. I don't know about you. Keep going. I'm feeling 22. You know, I heard that song.
It's 23, mate. No, like, I'd sing it with you, but no, I don't. Sorry. Question 11. Who became the first team in Premier League history to lose consecutive games when they had been 2 goals ahead?
This is a pure guess. I went Saints.
Bournemouth were 3-1 up at Leeds and lost 4-3. And they were 2-0 up at home to Tottenham and lost 3-2.
Damn it.
Question 12. Who did Aston Villa beat 3-1 in Unai Emery's first game in charge?
Literally no recollection. I guessed Liverpool.
Correct answer is Manchester United.
Damn.
Which might have been Ronaldo's last game as well, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, when was Emery appointed?
It feels like Ronaldo left United years ago, right?
Flipping
it's like
out.
November.
That's bad. I always forgot, this is a random thing, the Tuchel-Conte thing was this year. when they...
Oh, mate.
I keep forgetting. This season's been long.
Feels like a lifetime. You should have watched my team. It feel a lot longer, mate. Question 13. How many players have made more all-time Premier League appearances than James Milner?
Four.
Name them.
I can't. There's a guess.
You can't because there's not that many. The correct answer is two.
Shit.
It's only Gareth Barry and Ryan Giggs ahead of James Milner now, who we think is going to go to Brighton. Probably by the time you listen to this, Alexis McAllister is probably a Liverpool player because we think he's gone from medical at the time of recording. But yeah, he's very good. As if he stays in the league, he's going to break that record.
How far off is he?
Oh, he's about 40 games.
You think he'll break it?
Yeah, yeah. Two more years.
He's got another two seasons, didn't he?
Yeah. I'd be so determined to do it.
Yeah.
Like, even if he did go to Brighton and say he wasn't getting enough appearances, he'll be scraping the barrel at, like, Sheffield United, climbing.
Yeah.
Give me my 5 minutes at the end. You're going to want to break it if you're him, aren't you?
True.
Question 14. Which team became the first Premier League team in 10 seasons to take the lead on three separate occasions and still lose?
Was it Leicester?
No, the amount of remarkable things that happened to my football team during the course of the season, and this is one of them. No, because we were on the right end of this. The correct answer is Leeds United, who led 1-0, 2-1 and 3-2 in the final game at White Hart Lane before the World Cup. Rodrigo Bentancur scored a couple of late goals and Tottenham won 4-3. And it wasn't deserved, I'm not going to lie. Question 15. Which team were bottom of the Premier League on Christmas Day?
So I've got two here. I put Wolves/Bournemouth, and I'm going to go Bournemouth.
Unlucky!
Is it Wolves?
Correct answer is Wolves. That's a nod from my friend Nathan Bacon now. Question 16. Andy Robertson broke the record for most assists by a defender in Premier League history, but whose record did he beat?
Is it Leighton Baines?
Leighton Baines, yes, is the correct answer. Question 17. Which team's players scored all three goals in a game, but they still lost?
Was this David Luiz's twin, Woodface?
Wout Faes, yes.
Is that how you say his name? Wout Faes.
Can you remember who scored Leicester's other goal that day? You get no bonus points for this.
No, I can't.
Keenan Dewsbury-Hall.
Was it a banger?
He just walked through them very weirdly. Correct answer is Leicester. Yes, Wout Faes's two own goals at Anfield. Question 18. Which player was sent off on their Premier League debut?
Was this Diego Costa?
Oh, no. Really? You got this one wrong?
Yeah, I was struggling with this.
No. Costa? I mean,
I had three options.
There's also the fact that Diego Costa was at Chelsea for a number of years. It wouldn't have been his Premier League debut.
Of course, yeah. I didn't really put... Can I change my answer?
Yeah, go on. Do you want another go?
I had Polina.
I mean, you could go for Chelsea.
Is it? Oh, God, no. They've had so many debutants. Was it Enzo?
It's sent off against Polina.
Enzo.
João Félix.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, sent off at Chelsea on debut at Fulham. Question 19. Which two teams met three times during the course of the season, with each game finishing 0-0?
Pure guess. Chelsea, Man United.
Nah.
I couldn't
not
remember.
Watch Man United smash Chelsea 4-1 the other week. That's highest XG any team had in a game.
I didn't actually see that game.
United had XG of over 5.
Really?
Yeah. Correct answers. The one you need is Newcastle and Crystal Palace. Drew 0-0 in both fixtures. You might remember in the first one, the dodgy goal Newcastle had ruled out when Tyreek Mitchell pushed, was it Joe Willock he pushed, into Gaeta, and the ball bundled in and VAR gave a free kick to Palace.
Oh, yeah.
And it should have been goal or penalty. They drew 0-0 at Selhurst, and they also drew 0-0 in the third round of the League Cup at St James's Park as well. Question 20. Can you name either of the two Nottingham Forest players who was substituted after 7 minutes at Fulham?
I guessed one player. Was it Niakate?
You're unlucky because that's one of the other centre-backs they have, but he wasn't one of them. Scott McKenna and Willie Bolly.
Willie Bolly, forgot about him.
Question 21. Which team went on their longest ever unbeaten top flight run without defeat and lost to the same opponents to both start and end that run?
Was it Brentford?
No, you're going to kick yourself here, mate. Correct answer is Newcastle.
Damn.
Who lost at Liverpool in game week 5, I believe, and then lost 2-0 at home when Pope was sent off. And that was only their second defeat of the season. Question 22. Which team failed to have a shot on target in three consecutive games?
Wolves?
Oh, no, Clayton. Crystal Palace, Vieira's last games.
Oh, God.
Vieira's last games at Crystal Palace.
There's not many ticks on here.
Come back, Sir Julius Forgiven. Question, you ain't going to get this one either. Question 23. Who scored from over 40 yards in a game this season?
I just put Ruben Neves because he did it in the Championship a couple of times.
So, Clayton announced on our Tottenham podcast on Tottenham Arse, actually, on Patreon on Tuesday, that you're going to be in charge of sponsorship deals and we're going to be trying to get us Durex.
I did.
Correct answer is Johnny Otto, who scored for Wolves in a defeat to Leeds long-range effort where someone come out to clear it and he just lobbed it back.
I can't even remember that at all.
Gutted.
That's mad.
Question 24. Newcastle led Tottenham 5-0 after 21 minutes in April. Is this the quickest anyone has ever gone 5-0 ahead in a Premier League match?
I went no.
Because?
I feel like I would have heard more about it being a record.
Because you remembered when Manchester City did it in 15 minutes That's against
exactly
Watford
why I
a
remember.
Couple of years ago.
Yeah. Was that the Aguero one?
No.
Oh, never mind.
No, then. I think Bernardo Silva got a hat-trick maybe from memory. They beat Watford 8-0.
That's my
they
first.
They were 5-0 up in 15 minutes.
That's my first correct answer since number 17.
The only other time a team's been even 5-0 up at half-time was when Leicester won, Liverpool-Bournemouth, and when Leicester won at Southampton.
Wow.
Question 26. How many Premier League hat-tricks did Erling Haaland score?
You missed 25, I think.
I did, yeah. Question 25. Thanks, mate. Which team conceded 23 Premier League goals in April?
Chelsea?
Fucking hell. I know they've been shit, Clates, but...
Well, you said Tottenham, and then I was like, well, Chelsea must have conceded more.
I mean, yeah, but Chelsea, in fairness, had like the fourth or fifth best defensive record till right at the end, I think.
True. Leicester.
Leeds.
Oh.
Leeds conceded 23 Premier League goals in April. Question 26. How many Premier League hat-tricks did Erling Haaland score?
Is it five?
Four.
Oh.
Palace, Forest, Manchester United and Wolves. Question 27. Which team received six red cards in the Premier League, which was 20% of all the red cards given in the Premier League last season?
Just clock this is the fourth time I've picked this team. Wolves.
It is correct.
I finally got one with Wolves.
It is Wolves. Collins, Costa, Johnny, Lamina, Nunes and Semedo all sent off this season for a fifth of all the red cards. But I can barely remember any of them. Costa at Brentford.
I remember Costa's one, yeah.
Collins, was Collins the one on Grealish? Someone had a really high challenge on Grealish, didn't they? Johnny, I think, was against Leeds that same game he scored. And the others, I don't even have a recollection of.
I just remember
Semedo against Brighton, maybe? Just, I don't even remember him, to be honest. Question 28. How many different Premier League games did Harry Kane score in?
Was it 26?
Correct answer is 26. Record now shared with Andy Cole, who did it in a 22-team Premier League season. Question 29. Which English centre-back was the only outfield player to play every minute in the Premier League this season?
Is it James Tarkowski?
Wow, very good.
Is it?
It is. James Tarkowski is the correct answer, Clayton. Well done.
Come on, hat trick.
And question 30. How many domestic league titles has Pep Guardiola now won in his career as a manager?
I went 12.
It is 11.
Oh, that was a good guess.
I mean, you couldn't be far out, could you? Or should you just go, oh, four? No, it's 11. Total them up. Let us know how you scored. And let us know in the comments how you scored as well, if you're on YouTube or in the replies on Twitter, if you listen to the audio. Did you enjoy that, mate?
Yeah, I've got a bit of a migraine, but I got 11 out of 30. So that is not good. Just over 30%.
How bad do we reckon Suj's migraine is at the moment?
I think I
Let's
beat...
Fast,
I think I've
fast beat, forward into the future.
I think I beat Suj.
On this?
Yeah.
How many did you get?
11.
Yeah, probably.
Do you think?
Yeah. I might just give him the quiz as well. I might just do it again at our party on Saturday. Because he won't listen to this because he's a lazy bastard. And see how many he gets.
11 out of 30. I'll take that.
Good
and
stuff.
And you've seen, I've got the memory of a goldfish. So.
Well done, mate. Clearly. You thought Arsenal were going to win the league. Right. Suj, we'll be back with me tomorrow. Final Planet FPL podcast before our summer break. We will finally be having an analytical look at our FPL seasons and probably laughing at some of our shit decisions. But just for now, it leaves me to say thank you so much to Clayton.
Thank you very much.
Be nice to each other, everyone. Cue music, please, Manchild.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Sports Social Podcast Network.